All right. I don't actually know if I'm capable of podcasting at 12:40 in the morning exactly, but I think it's time we give it a go. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, joined once again by absolutely nobody. And welcome to the Leap Through Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 31. Variations on a theme, Tetris. So, basically this episode was just going to be about Mr. Blocko, but this episode has been long in coming until, you know, people realized that there was not much to say about Mr. Blocko, and I fought, and I said, no, if we do it, we could pull this to at least 10-15 minutes. It's really hard to stretch something to 10-15 minutes when you're by yourself. So, I'm gonna also bring in a couple of other games. As we begin to talk about Tetris games tonight, I want to talk about just, you know, a very basic Tetris game, and this is actually it's very traditional, but it's also very clean, very small, and it allows for 10-person multiplayer, so it's very nice. It's a Tetris game called Coltris. It's very similar to the original Tetris for the NES, not so much in style, but just in gameplay mechanics. When a block touches, it sticks. Of course, the fact that it has 10-person multiplayer and you can send garbage picks to your opponent does break away from the classic Nintendo ideas, but it's still very good. And if you haven't played a Tetris game before, you may as well go and get this one. It's free, it's small, it's called Coltris. I'll put a link to it in the show notes and you can go get it. The first game we're going to talk about is Eviltris. Eviltris is interesting. See, normally in Tetris, the next piece that will fall down is decided randomly. Eviltris doesn't work like that. Eviltris basically has an algorithm for figuring out the worst possible piece to give you for what you have on the board, and gives you that piece. It is the meanest Tetris available. I remember playing it once. It was really, really mean. And I found it again, and I'll put it up for you. And it's sort of interesting to think how it's like, it's interesting in the sense that it's sort of playing with not really probability, but just making you realize how much thought you put into figuring out the most optimal solution, and now the computer is working against you in sort of the most primal way possible for a computer. It's figuring out how to be evil, thus Eviltris. I always just thought that was sort of a cute take on Tetris. Just be evil about it. Since that's the only difference that game has, let's take it even more different. And we're going to talk about 99 Blocks. Now, this game is actually fairly recent. It's available on Kongregate, which is, as far as I know, it's a fairly new social gaming type site thing intended for Flash games. But I didn't know about it until I saw people playing it on the computers in front of me in class on a couple of occasions. At first, you see it, and you think, wow, this looks like Tetris. And then you think, wow, these people are playing it wrong. They're going as high as possible. And then you realize, hey, wait, those Tetris pieces have physics on them. In 99 Blocks, although it, in all appearances, looks like just another Tetris game, it's totally not. The purpose is you only get 99 blocks. They are chosen in random order, but you just have a limitation of how many you can use. The idea is to stack them to make the tallest tower. This is, of course, made really freaking hard by the fact that it has physics, so you can't just constantly drop single pieces over and over and over again, because the whole tower will wobble and wibble, and if you don't have, you know, a sturdy base of at least 4 or 5 blocks, it will easily come tumbling down. It's sort of weird because it's not how, if your brain is attuned to playing Tetris, you already think of like the most efficient ways to place your blocks. But now you have to think of it for a different purpose. Normally it's to, you know, be wide. Now it's to be tall. And it also sort of lends itself to other construction or balance games where you have to realize you can't just, you know, put all of the weight on a single structure somewhere near the middle. You actually have to sort of spread the weight evenly across all bits of your tower. Otherwise, it will just break apart. Again, it's not a game that I think really has anything important to look in about it, but it was there, I saw it, and it's eaten up, what, another 3 minutes, so. And now that all of the extra filler I was searching for is out of the way, well, you know, that's actually not fair. I say it's filler, but I'm not going to mention a game on this podcast unless I think it actually has something worth looking at. I'm really not the most, you know, intellectual of gamers, peoples, whatever. I mean, if you want an intellectual podcast, you can go talk to Gregory Weir of Ludus Novus. You can talk to, I guess, you know, people who actually work for, like, big established gaming websites. I'm just doing this for fun, but I still think, you know, I'm going to school for games, so obviously I think that there's, you know, something to be looked at in games that come across. Anything that's different, you study, you find out what's good, what's bad. So if I mention a game here, it's not just filler. Like, I actually have to look for quote-unquote filler, because it has to be something that's still worthwhile looking at, so. But I'm just ranting now, because it's 12:50 in the morning, and I'm getting tired of this. We're now moving on to Mr. Blocko. Mr. Blocko is sort of... imagine you were playing Tetris, and there was a little one-block-sized guy living on the Tetris field. And as you were playing Tetris, he just kept moving the blocks around at the bottom of the screen, rearranging your misshapen piles into clean lines, and he's getting points for it. Well, in Mr. Blocko, you play as that little block man in your colorful Tetris-like world, pushing blocks, picking up coins, scoring points. And if this sounds like it's a really simple game, it is. The reason that I like it, and I've been wanting to talk about it for a while, is because it is a great multiplayer game. It has four-player multiplayer. It can actually make for some intense matches. We've actually tried in the past podcasting while playing, but it didn't work because we were having too much fun playing and we totally forgot about the podcasting, as usually happens when we get together to podcast. So you get your four players, you're all fighting over the same blocks. However many blocks you push sideways, that actually is what makes for the... that determines how many points you get. The more blocks you interact with, they turn your color, and then when they form a line across the entire width of the screen, they disappear, they become your points. Also, it is entirely possible to get crushed by blocks, at which point you go sort of flippy, bouncy, lose control for a minute, and you drop coins. And so players can take the coins and steal points from you. Again, I really can't say anything as to it being a very in-depth game, but this isn't a game that's meant to be in-depth. This is a game that's meant to just, you know, kill a couple of minutes. There's like 5, 10, 20-minute modes. You just go and you shove blocks and you do all you can to screw your opponents out of getting their blocks turned into lines. And it's just, you know, it's fun. It's something to do. It's camaraderie amongst friends. Also, as a little bit of fun, that the developers Perfect Run, who I'm going to talk about their other games because they've done a couple of games which I've really enjoyed, and at one time there was talks of having them on the podcast, but so far that hasn't happened. We can only hope. But one thing that these guys decided to put in their game was to borrow the idea of hats from Alien Hominid. There's no point to them except to make your character look funny by putting a giant afro or a Batman hat or a solid snake hat or a Pikachu hat. Just, you know, stick something on your head so you look fun and cute, and, you know, it's your character now. That's sort of always what it is with customization. It goes from just being the character in the game to this is my character, you know? It's almost like with your car. Like, you know, you go to a dealership and there's tons of cars there, but once you have one and you have it and you put, like, your sticker on the front that says "My Big Truck" blazoned across the windshield, it's like, it's no longer just a car. It is my car. You have a rapport with that car. This is the car that you are going to save the world with. This is the car in which you are going to bang your girlfriend. I didn't say that. Anyway, but yeah, aside from that, there's really nothing to say about Mr. Blocko or any of these other games. Okay, folks, so that sums it up. If you're a fan of Tetris and you want to see something new done with it, go ahead and check out these games. I'll put links to all of the games I talked about in the show notes. The show notes can be found on the website, which is www.olitkustudios.net/podcast. You can send us email at podcast@olitkustudios.net. And I'm out of stuff to say. I'll see you next week, folks. The music for this episode was Yet Another Tetris Song by Jindo. It was found on Newgrounds. Could rise up, it could get elevated. Yeah. Ryan is IMing me.